Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is now here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the rainfall across the Midwest. Most of the meteorologists were telling us that there'd be an inch and a half to 3 inches over a 7 to 10 day period, and we're in the front end of that 7 to 10 day period. Can we expect more, and has it been spotty or pretty widespread to this point?
Well, if you were to look over the last week where the heaviest precipitation has fallen, at least relative to normal, that usually shows us where the real wet spots are. Obviously, what you experienced there in central and eastern and northern Illinois, stretching back into northeastern and northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, and southern Wisconsin, then across Ohio, portions of Indiana, those are the areas that have gotten the most wet. We still, relative to average, are drier in those western areas like Missouri and eastern Kansas and southeast Nebraska, at least over the last week. Now, the forecast looking forward is for more rain. Is it going to be as much as what we've seen over the last week? Most likely not. But we are going to find ourselves in a situation where rain chances are looking pretty good over most of the Corn Belt here in the next week to 10 days.
And will we have higher temperatures?
Temperature-wise, you know, one thing that happens is that after you get some bigger rains like we've had before, is that sort of puts a little bit of a throttle on temperatures. We are expecting to be warm. We're expecting temperatures to be close to average, maybe a little bit above normal, but nothing that's going to be excessive. I mean, we're sort of looking at the Goldilocks zone in terms of temperatures and precipitation coming up here over the next couple of weeks.
There's been a pretty dry area in the southwest and stretching into Missouri, parts of south central Iowa. Was some of that alleviated in this last set of rains?
Some, but there were many areas of Missouri, in particular in eastern Kansas, that did not receive the amount of rain that some were hoping.
And if you look across the Plain States, harvest is happening for the hard red winter wheat. How's that going?
Well, not going bad. There's a situation where there's been a little bit of thunderstorm activity. There will be over the next couple of days in those areas where their harvest operations are going, but nothing that looks like it's going to slow anything down.
The United States Department of Agriculture in its monthly World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates released this morning did a lot of concentration on Ukraine, parts of Russia that have been dry. What are conditions like there, in your opinion?
Well, if we were to look at least in terms of, let's go look at those Eastern Europe locations in terms of soil moisture conditions. Driest areas are definitely in those areas you just mentioned, Ukraine, western areas of Russia. And a good part of Western Europe is a little bit drier than average. Then as you get into Central and Southern Europe, it's a little more wet. Right now, while some areas are trading a little bit drier, there aren't any what I'd call big trouble spots at least showing up yet in Europe.
Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason, coming to you today from Beard Implement outside of Ashland, Illinois, and actually from the cab of a combine. They are a Case IH dealer. I look forward to seeing some of you this evening in Diamond. So I've got a couple hours in front of me to drive, but we'll be there with the Prairie Creek Grain Company tonight. I'm Todd Gleason.